Well, hello, it's Loz, and welcome to Don't Be a Psycho, the show where I crap on about how much of a nut job I am, so you can feel a little less crazy. So on today's show, I was thinking about thinking the worst. You know when you do that? You know when you start feeling like the worst possible outcome is going to eventuate, the worst possible thing is going to happen, and then it doesn't? Most of the time it never, ever, ever bloody does, and you've spent your whole day or a month or a week or whatever fretting about it and worrying about it and freaking out about it, and then it doesn't happen. Or when it does, it was never as bad as you thought it was going to be. Does anyone else do this? I'd love to know. Call in and let me know if you worry, if worry kind of plagues your life, because worrying, I tell you, gets you nowhere. It took me a long time to figure that out, but I finally did. So call in and let me know if you behave in the same fashion as me and you worry your little head off. Let me know, and we'll talk about it in the show today. Bye. So what you worried about? That's what I want to know. I did ask for some call-ins, but unfortunately people have called in about the previous show. So I've got actually no call-ins for this show. So I'm just going to chat to myself. I'll have to actually do a call-in for the previous show on the next show and include those call-ins. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm still working it out, people. I'm still working it out. And that's okay. As a perfectionist, yeah, I have to convince myself that that's actually okay. But what the subject of today's podcast is worry. Because worry can kill you, really. I mean, I honestly do believe that people worry themselves to an early grave or worry themselves into a heart attack. Because what you're actually doing is you're not living in the present, you're living in the future, and that's anxiety. And anxiety is a killer. I never even realized I was an anxious person until maybe 5 or 6 years ago, properly. I thought I was just depressed. No, I was bloody anxious. Like, and that was even worse. I mean, depression's one thing, but anxiety is a whole nother animal. And I now pick it in people so quickly, and I want to help them, but really you can't do anything. unfortunately, the only thing you can do is be like a calming influence to someone. And I actually do find very anxious people hard to be around. And I also find depressing people hard to be around, negative people hard to be around as well, but especially anxious people, because I find my anxiety levels are already high, that if I'm around someone whose anxiety levels are even higher than mine, whose worrying levels are higher than mine, I take it on and I walk away from a time with that person feeling like anxiety. And so I have to actually counter that with either spending time with someone really calming or not spending time with that person at all if I can help it, which is a bit mean. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I don't even watch the news anymore. That's how anxious I get. And when I say that to people, they look at me like I am some kind of freak of the week, like I am the most ill-informed dumbo that ever walked the face of the earth, and the how could I possibly not be aware of current events. Listen, I did politics at university. I was very political. And now I just realize I was just really angry. I don't even know if I cared that much or if I just joined Greenpeace because I was really, really pissed off. And I did politics because I was just really, really pissed off and I wanted something to be really, really pissed off about. So for me, the news causes me the most anxiety. Like I can be having a wonderful day and great and for weeks have not watched the news, and then something comes up on Facebook about a terrorist incident and I think, oh, I'm going to have to look at the news. I flick the news on and then woof, my anxiety is back. My worry is back. The next time I get on the tube, I think, oh, what if this tube blows up? I mean, ridiculous, ridiculous shit to be thinking of, but this is the kind of stuff that goes through an anxious person's mind. They think about the future in terms of what if this happened? What if is the worst possible thing for a person who's anxious? When you think that way, it makes life so difficult because you're not actually living in the present moment. And, oh, I'm getting all woo-woo and self-helpy on your ass, but like, when you're anxious, you're not living in the present, you're living in the future. And most of the time, that thing you worried about never bloody happens. And then when it does, if it does happen, sometimes it's never as bad as what you imagined. Your imagination is so powerful. It can imagine things I honestly think into being, but it imagines things so bad that you work yourself up into a stupor about how bad this thing's going to be, and then it's never actually that bad. And I remember I had a shrink over here one time when I decided I wanted to go back to a shrink, and she said, okay, what's the thing you're most anxious about at the moment? And obviously I'm Australian and I live in London, and the thing I was most anxious about was not being able to stay in the country, not being able to find a way to get a visa to stay. And she made me write down this scenario of like, okay, well, what if you couldn't stay? What would happen? And I was like, oh my God, that would be the worst possible thing. Oh, blah, 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 and I rattled off a whole lot of the worst case scenarios. And she said, okay, but say you had to go back to Australia, what's the worst thing that could happen? And I was like, oh, that I left London, that I was in Australia. And she's like, okay, and what could be the advantages of being in Australia? And I was like, oh, there are some. And I wrote this whole list and there were. So you've got to think that way, people. That's the way not to worry. And by that I mean the way not to worry is not to think, what if? Try if you possibly can not to do what ifs in your brain, because they never help you. The worst case scenario stuff, not great. When you come up with those worst case scenarios in your head and they don't happen, then sometimes you feel like a bit of an idiot. You wasted so much brain space and so much energy even imagining it. So try not to if you can. So I would love to know if anyone else experiences this, if anyone else doesn't watch the news, if anyone else has the same or has had the same levels of anxiety that I have, or doesn't have people in their life that understand this, or finds that they can laugh about it now, like I can. Or even finds any of this amusing. I know it's all got very, very deep. I know this is meant to be a comedy channel, but my God, I'm going off on tangents that are just very self-helpy. Maybe I should change this to self-help. Anyway, so that's all I was going to talk about today. And I'll come back tomorrow with something else. So don't be a psycho. Bye.